Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me.
For some more reflective notes this Lenten season, we turn to our music historian, Monsignor Philip Whitmore, who focuses on the first of the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary.
In Elgar's oratorio, The Dream of Gerontius, we follow the journey of an old man who dies and is led into the presence of God by his guardian angel. The angel speaks to Gerontius of his approaching judgment. She assures him that the prayers of his friends on earth are heard in heaven. And she tells him that he has a powerful advocate in another angel, the angel of the agony, the same who strengthened Jesus when he knelt alone in the Garden of Gethsemane. A few moments later, we hear the voice of the angel of the agony himself, interceding with Jesus for the souls of the dead. It was a masterstroke on the part of Cardinal John Henry Newman, the author of The Dream of Gerontius, to give a role to the Angel of the Agony at this point. He shows us that whatever trials we may have to face, Jesus understands and shares our sufferings, since he himself is no stranger to anguish of soul. He too went through his hour of agony in the garden, as we remind ourselves when we pray the first of the sorrowful mysteries. Let's turn our thoughts now to that scene in Gethsemane and listen to Jesus praying in great distress, "My soul is sorrowful to the point of death." That music comes from a little-known work by Beethoven, the oratorio Christ on the Mount of Olives, written in 1803. It was written to be performed in one of the theatres in Vienna during Lent, when opera wasn't allowed. Around this time, Beethoven was preparing to write his first opera, and it sounds as if he's flexing his operatic muscles in this work. Listen now to Jesus pleading with his Father. Music builds up towards the moment when our Lord implores the Father to take the cup of suffering away from him. Nimm den Leidenskelch von mir.
Nimm den Leidenskelch von mir.
In the next scene, Jesus is comforted by the angel. Unlike Elgar, Beethoven gives the role to a soprano. It's rather touching to listen to their duet and to picture them together in the garden, communing in a moment of prayerful intimacy as they anticipate the terrible events that are about to take place. I think you'll agree that this music deserves to be better known. Sometimes even great music goes out of fashion or passes into oblivion. Beethoven never heard the music I want to play next. It was completely unknown until Mendelssohn revived it in 1829, 2 years after Beethoven's death. I'd like to finish with a reflection by the Christian soul on contemplating our Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane, taken from Bach's St. Matthew Passion. The choir chants softly in the background, the oboe plays a beautiful counter-melody, and the tenor soloist sings, "I want to keep watch beside my Jesus. Ich will bei meinem Jesu wachen."
Warm thanks there, as always, to Monsignor Philip Whitmore, a music historian who's currently working as an official at the Vatican's Secretariat of State.
Well, thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.